Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Popstar.
Popstar.
I didn't say Lone Star or Rockstar.
Well, now you did.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was trying so hard. So, we have brought back the brilliant minds of me and Valkyrie and Celeste. And we have now added Jeffrey.
Yeah.
What up?
And we're ready to have some fun. And we hope that you guys are ready to have some fun. And we're like ready to listen to your music that you sent us.
Your music.
Yeah. I'm in a really, really weird mood tonight. So, roll with the punches.
I've had 1 hour, hour of sleep. I'm out of it too.
Yes. We are so good. So, all right, we're going to listen to Dizzy first. The first audition of the season.
Yeah, Dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
You're becoming a dream to me, a fairy tale fantasy. Nothing can ever compare an image to my memory. Girl, I'm asking, could you be my queen? A vision on a magazine, that's when I'll be there. It's something we both share. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Know that I'll be here forever. Although it's a lot of rain outside, girl, it's getting late, you can stay tonight. But you can dip out anytime, whenever. I can call a car, I ain't trying to stress ya. Looking for the one with the glass slipper. Baby girl, you can be my Cinderella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. You can be my Cinderella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. You can be my Cinderella. Ella, Ella, eh, eh, eh. You can be my Cinderella. Ella, Ella, eh, 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 eh.
Dizzy!
Dizzy!
First audition of the season. All right, what did you guys think? Jeffers, why don't you go first, seeing as you're the, like, newest person.
Cool. All right, Dizzy. I thought this was a great song for your, like, voice, because you had that really smooth, kind of soulful tone to it, and I thought it matched the song really well. It sounded like you stumbled on the, although it's raining outside part. There was, like, a slight pause, and it sounded like you were off-tempo a little bit, but I'm not really familiar with this version of the song, so... and then the other thing was the key sounded a little high for your range, because it sounded like you were reaching for your notes rather than like really hitting them solid. But overall, I thought it was a great audition, a fun way to kick off the season.
I like didn't recognize the song at first.
I didn't recognize it until the chorus.
He like, wrote what it was in the thing, and I was like, oh, what was that? And I like didn't get it until until the chorus.
The chorus.
You had a lot of good energy and like you were super into it, which was nice, but I thought that you were like slightly out of range a little bit. Like you sounded a little strainy towards the end, like when the chorus came in and stuff like that. Like on like Glass Slipper, I remember as being one of the like main moments where you sounded like that.
I don't know. I didn't really like this because it sounded like the entire time it sounded like he was reaching. So I think you should have picked something that was more in your range, because, like, the entire thing sounded like you were reaching for it, and then, like, it did have good energy, but it could have had better energy if it was, like, lower for you.
I can see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I can see that. I could be on board with that. You guys want to move on to, Moniker?
Yes.
Yes.
Woohoo. We'll do, like, yeses and nos at the end.
Yeah.
People I know, places I go, make me feel tongue-tied. I can see how people look down, they're on the inside. Oh, here's where the story ends. It's that little souvenir of a terrible year, which makes my eyes feel sore. And I never should have said the books that you've read were all I loved you for. And the devil in me said, go down to the shed, I know where I belong. And the only thing I ever really wanted to say was wrong, was wrong, was wrong.
Monica Silent.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time he's auditioned for one of our shows.
It's like the first show we've ran since he's gotten on VH.
I know. He was here when Rockstar was, like, going on, but, like, not for audition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay, I don't know what it is about your voice. It just, like, always sounds like you're slightly under pitch.
Dun, dun, dun.
So, I guess, like, I don't know, like, you know the thing that is, like, really frustrating to me is that you have, like, really great energy. Like, I've heard other things you've done, too, and, like, you're always, like, really into your singing, and I just, like, want you to work on your pitch so much, because, like, you would be, like, super epic if you were, like, on, perfectly on pitch. Well, not perfectly, because nobody's, like, perfectly on pitch, except for, like, Maria. But, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What did you guys think?
I really liked this. I thought it was, like, a good song choice, and it fit your voice well, and, it was soothing, so I don't really have anything else to say.
Yeah, I agree. It was a good choice for your range-wise, because I know you've been struggling with figuring out what works and what doesn't work, and I thought this was pretty good for that. And your accent is really improving too, Monica. It's a lot clearer and crisper, and you have much better enunciation.
And yay!
Yeah! Good job!
Yeah, I noticed that too. Yeah, your accent is, like, noticeable currently.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, like, improving so fast, because I hate my accent, and it's so hard to get rid of it, and now I still have it, so.
You've gotten better, too, Jeffers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you guys want to move on to, hold on, let me check my little thingy. Turtle?
Yay, Turtle, yeah.
DJ's got the party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a place to be if you need the right education. Let it take you there. Just go with the magic, baby. I can see it there in your eyes. Let it flow, stop the waiting. Right here on the dance floor is where you gotta let it go. Don't stop moving, can you feel the music? DJ's got us going around, round. Don't stop moving, find your own way to it. Listen to the music taking you to places that you've never been before, baby, now.
All right. Turtle. This is my favorite audition so far.
Me too.
It was
I'm
so
three?
Happy
we get to hear you again.
I was, like, so happy to hear your voice. Because, like, okay, so, like, Sing It's Over and Rockstar's Over. And
you judge cover it. Yeah, so
we don't have Turtle.
I want to hear Turtle sing again.
This was so good. I really liked it. Your energy was good. You just sounded great. I loved it. I don't have anything else to say.
Me neither. It was fantastic. Yeah, this is, like, my favorite of the night.
What I love about Turtle is that she has that slight twang to her voice that really has that unique sound to it. And it's always cool hearing you use your lower range, Turtle, because you're so strong and, like, and womanly. And I don't know. It's really fun to listen to. So good job.
You're just really fun to listen to in general.
Yeah.
I loved it. I feel like we all loved it. We all loved it. Should we, like, move on and listen to Omi?
Yes.
Probably.
All right.
So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe nights of light so soon become. Wild and free, I could feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me, show me the meaning of being lonely. It's just a feeling I need to walk with. Tell me why I can't be there where you are. There's something missing in my heart.
Omi! Oi! Omi! Russ!
Omi! Oh.
Well, Russ, this was...
Not too much. It's just too much for me.
Omi. I liked this. You have such a pretty voice, and I'm happy that, like, I don't know if you either got a new mic or you've, like, figured out how to, like, back up off that shit, but, like, you've gotten better about your quality. It doesn't sound like you're, like, eating your mic anymore. It's nice.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't any puffing either.
Yeah.
I thought this was pretty good. I think you could have had a little bit more energy. I mean, like, emotion, sorry. A little bit more emotion, like, towards the end, like, at the chorus, you could have built it a little bit better. But overall, I thought you did a good job.
Yeah, I thought you had great control on your notes and your vibrato. It's always so nice to listen to. And I agree with Rochelle on the emotion notes. So that's it. Short and sweet.
I'm in shock because, like, before you were, like, all, like, emotionally dead. Now you're all, like, emotional.
So, you were dead.
It was. That was, like, my big note with you. And now you, like, have, like, emotion in your singing. And that was, like, all you really needed to sound, like, really good. So, yeah, this is, like, really good.
There was something missing in his heart, and he found it. And now he has emotion.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Whoa. You what a ham. Yeah, all right, we should listen to Songbird now.
Yeah, let's